Must be mainstream back
here. Why are you stoking racism where it doesn't exist?
How much money?
Why are you trying to come and provoke violence? Why are you here advocating for violence? Why are you here advocating for violence? Del Rio is not a racist city. Del Rio is a loving, caring community. We don't want your racism in Texas. Get out of here. Nobody wants to hear your racist nonsense in Del Rio.
You're a
racist. Nobody wants you in Texas. Nobody wants you in Texas. Why are you not a voice for the children that have gone missing at the border? Where is your voice then? Get out with your racism. Get out with your reverse racism. Get out of here. Texas does not want your nonsense. This is a loving community. We denounce your racism and your hatred. Get out of Texas. Get out of Texas.
Be here and for Americans. Who are your people?
Where are you speaking up for Americans? Why do you not speak up for the American citizens? Why don't you speak up for the children that are being trafficked through the border? Why are you not a voice for the 40% of children that have gone missing this year alone?
It's a weaponization of the media.
Stop with the race baiting. Del Rio will not succumb to your nonsense. Del Rio is not a racist community. Our border patrol agents are not racist. Our border patrol agents are heroes. 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 Get out of here. Del Rio denounces your racism and your bigotry.
Get out of Texas.
Right.
Give it all.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's one gun for everybody.
Why are you not being a voice for the children? Why don't you advocate for children, man? Huh? Look at me. Why don't you advocate for the children? Look at me, you little coward. Look at me. You coward. You're a coward, El Sharpton. You're a coward.
You
know what this guy is doing? Bringing nonsense into this community, bringing a bunch of freaking racism. This is all race bait. This is all race bait. This is all race bait. Man, I'm a first generation American. I stand for Americans, chump.
Whatever.
Go get a shot.
I'm backing down from you, Trump. I had enough of you leftist pussies. Say something.
You didn't figure anything different in this, did you? Surely. You didn't figure anything different than this. Nobody wants you down here. Go home. Where the hell that is?
Well, everybody, I kind of not apologize, but I wish you could have heard what the Reverend Al had to say.
Remember, folks, you can't have a circus without a clown. Send in the clowns down in Del Rio, and they did, and he got treated like a bitch, finally. And these race pimps are getting what's coming to them. It's goddamn ridiculous, these guys milling around all the time. What does he owe, 6-7 million in back taxes? One of the young bucks here said, I would be in the back saying, where's Fat Al? We like Fat Reverend Sharpton better. Who is this skinny twerp? Of course, he's always been a skinny twerp. He was just trapped in a fat man's body for a while. Al, hang it up. Yeah, the last time you paid taxes was the Revolutionary War. Hang it up. Sit your ass at home. Do whatever you fucking do at home. Nobody wants to know, by the way. Stay the hell out of Texas. I also like the guy in the very end who jumped in. There's always that guy when everybody's... just kind of funny. Everybody's in their car leaving, and then some guy pipes up, yeah, you better leave. It's without fail. Where was that guy the whole skirmish? Guy came out of nowhere. You can't make it up. Just some of the fun we have here on a Monday. Of course, there's nothing funny about what's going on out there, folks. New headline, short-staffed Michigan hospitals. They're already laying off workers, and they're closing wings and limiting beds. What the hell is this? We already played that. How about some T-Bone Shuffle, Buddy Guy, and Junior Wells? I see Buddy Guy is touring again. 85 years old. Catch that dude. He's down south now, Virginia, the Carolinas, coming up to Pennsylvania, and then headed out doing some shows in Pensy. Headed out to the West Coast. Dude can still sling on the git fiddle. Staff shortages have forced two large Michigan hospital systems to cut hundreds of beds. See, folks, this is what they say. That hospitals are overcrowded. You created the fucking situation. They're not overcrowded based on 2020 standards. They're overcrowded based on the fact that you created a fucking medical disaster. It's on your hands. The same people are making decisions in whatever health system is near you. Some are better than others. Many of these folks, of course, are just puppets of the communists in the White House, CDC, FDA, etc. You might be better off finding a different place to go. They won't even think about, they've already said it, think about twice about bringing in fucking candy stripers, retirees, and volunteers to care for you. Yeah. They create the problem. So if we go back to 2020 standards, there's not a crush on hospitals. Hospitals are not crowded. They're crowded based on these standards because these guys create the fucking problem. And it's done on purpose. There's no way. Nobody is this fucked up and feckless. This is by design. They want to punish you guys for not getting your jabs. The problem is these fucking ICUs are loaded with people who did get their jabs. You notice that? They won't release those stats. Oh, my God. I talked to somebody in the FDA. I said, are you kidding me? You keep asking for that stuff. I don't even think it exists. It might exist to only top level people. Can you imagine if that list got out? They said, I said, yeah, I could imagine. You know what they do if that list got out? If those stats got out? How many people are dying, number one, who've had the jabs? That's number one. Number two, how many people are in the hospital and sick who've had the jabs? They would hunt down whoever leaked it. And they would hunt down whoever published it or promoted it or publicized it. That's what they would do. That's exactly what they would do. You're not supposed to know about these things. And we talked about it on Hotwire. On Saturday, about stuff that's going on around the world with health systems that do release their data. They're not fucking trying to hide anything. And it's exactly as we said. We're not making this stuff up. But the folks in the U.S., Fauci, the NIH, the CDC, specifically in the White House. There's a feud going on between the FDA is fighting the CDC. The FDA is fighting the White House. It's fucking ugly. But the CDC, the White House, and NIH have aligned. And they're doing the T-Bone Shuffle. Just like Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. Anytime you're asking for statistics, we just mentioned. The little Potomac two-step and out the fucking door. Exit stage left. So shortages in Michigan, shortages in Western New York, you understand? And where do you see these things playing out? It's really interesting when you when you look at political ideologies and you notice the problems in places that are run by Democrats. You think that's a coincidence? Come on, you're smarter than that. You're smarter than that. If you're listening to this show, I know you're smarter than that. The Detroit-based Henry Ford Health System announced just a day ago that it's cutting 120 beds from 5 of its 8 hospitals due to lack of nurses and other staff members. 2 days later, Beaumont Health Systems announced it was temporarily closing 180 beds for lack of staffing. These fucking people have turned their back on all of us. They sold it. Your doctor sold you out. Your medical system sold you out. I guess they're done killing people with ventilators at the hospital now. They're going to take some time off from smoking people, cranking up a fucking vent, not doing proper procedures on to get rid of fluid in people's lungs, letting them lay down, get pneumonia. They came in with pneumonia. Oh, they're leaving with pneumonia. In a bag. They're working on something now. There's somebody down here in Joe Biden's Delaware. Family members might be listening to the show. Deciding on whether to come on the show. The patriarch, he's laid up with COVID. He can't get good treatment. They went to court, tried to get ivermectin in Joe Biden's Delaware. Christiana Hospital. Judge said, get the fuck out of here. In Joe Biden's Delaware? A liberal judge? It's not going to throw anybody a bone. Person sitting in the fucking hospital dying. They can't get help. Can't get any help. Trying to break him out of the hospital now. Looking for other doctors that can help. I told him about Dimitri Katz, Dr. Dimitri Katz, we had on the show. I said, it might be time to look at his protocol. Family members can start looking at that. Start sliding these things in the hospital. It's insane. They can't get the guy out of the hospital. They can't. The hospital refuses to give him therapeutics. We talked about this. So who fucking cares if they cut beds? If you had a brain, you'd do anything possible to stay the fuck out of the hospital. That's why we had Dr. Katz on. To keep you out of the ICU. Once you get to this level, it's fucking, it could be game over based on the statistics. They might be doing you a favor by closing beds. Believe me. Look what they've done. I mean, just fucking whacked people. Ooh, this seems... I remember. March, April, May, June. 2020. These doctors. Yeah, it seems like these ventilators aren't working. Oh, really? Then stop putting people on them. They're fucking dropping like flies. I mean, what? And now it's come out. You know, we had 30-minute testimonial last week from the pulmonary nurse who basically said they were choking people out or wiping them out. The nurse quit the hospital, stopped working. Has that weighing on the conscious now. It's insane. Maybe I'll throw that at the tail end of the fucking episode again. Maybe I'll throw that in. Because I know everybody doesn't listen to every show. I don't know why. Something's wrong with you people. You know, it's not a bad idea for Monday. Maybe I'll throw that in at the end of the show. He was from South Carolina. And he dropped some truths. Yeah, it's not a bad idea because people out there are probably saying, did he just say people in hospitals killed people? He's out of control. No, I'm fucking not. No, I am not out of control. We've been spot on the whole goddamn vision quest here we've been on. In Michigan, at those health systems, those who refuse to do so and get vaccinated face suspension, firing, or resignation for refusing the shot. Again, these people, they created the fucking problem. You know what's amazing? They're still... This is how you know that they're full of shit. Big, big, big blinking light neon sign. They're pushing for these healthcare workers to get the jabs. Now, they were doing that for a long time. And the backstory was, or the carrot was, or the stick. You should be vaccinated to protect people from getting COVID since you're treating people with COVID. It didn't matter that you were working with these people for 18 months and you didn't get seriously ill. That's kind of a giveaway. You might have herd immunity. So, and then they keep pushing. But in the interim, while these folks are pushing back and saying, no, I'm not going to do it. It comes out. Of course, we said this since day fucking one because we read the documents from Pfizer, Moderna. The CDC has to admit, because it's getting so bad, the CDC has to come out and admit that if you get the jab, you can transfer it to somebody. You can transfer coronavirus. So these guys never changed the approach. Because if you really cared about somebody and their health, a patient's health, you would say, whoa, 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 whoa. You worked here for 18 months, etc. We're going to go with herd immunity. Because if you go get the jabs now, the CDC is finally admitting that you can transfer that. So now you have hospital systems demanding workers go get the jabs. So in essence, they could transfer that to other patients. And don't forget, these ICUs are not packed with COVID patients. There's other patients, heart patients, kidney, immunocompromised, right? And they have people now. They want as many people. It doesn't make any sense. They want as many people as they can to have these jabs. Hands on all, on all floors, all hands on deck, vaccinated people throughout the hospital, transferring COVID to whomever they can, whenever they can. Figure that the fuck out. And this is your healthcare system that cares about you. The same joint who's going to hire basically homeless people rummaging through dumpsters, volunteers, anybody they can get their hands on. Folks, do whatever you can. Start dropping some fucking weight. Start eating right. Start exercising a little bit. Do whatever you can to stay the hell out of these death clinics. Because that's what they become. And if there was any question about that, in 2020, a lot of people say, you got to give the doctors a break. They didn't know what they were dealing with. Yeah, they did. You have lungs filling up with something. You suck the crap out of the lungs. You keep these people moving around. You keep them off a fucking ventilator. If 85% of the people on ventilators are dying, you don't put them on a ventilator. You give them therapeutics. Oh, we're not allowed to give them therapeutics. Well, then you know what you're doing, don't you? So it's not that you didn't know what you were doing. It's that you knew exactly what you were doing. You just weren't allowed to practice medicine. You were practicing politics. So don't give me that they didn't know what the fuck they were doing bullshit. If you keep putting people on a protocol and they keep dying and you don't try something else, what the fuck is that called? That's because they were told to do that. That was the American Medical Association. That was the healthcare system protocol. They didn't veer from it. They didn't step outside their instructions and try to save lives. Because, hey, man, those COVID deaths, worth a lot of money. Worth a lot of money. And you're damn right you got the blues if you're a family member who said goodbye at the door to a loved one at that time in a hospital. And that's the last time you saw them alive. And we're talking, this is serious fucking business, man. This isn't. This is precise fraud. In other words, the steps are deliberate. The evidence is precise. It's all right there. They've just gotten away with it because what are you going to do? You're going to sue these guys? They have immunity. Where's the prosecutor who's going to indict these guys? Where's the Justice Department? Where's the Civil Rights Division of the Justice? They don't give a fuck. They're in on it. They're part of it. And now we have these assholes, these CEOs of Michigan Health and Hospital Associates, and all these people who never fought back, who went along to go along. They're going to start having press conferences. We have a crisis now. Didn't you create it? Yeah, but it's a crisis, and there's a shortage, and why don't you just let the workers keep their jobs? Wait, they're not vaccinated, and we have to keep people safe. Oh, it's about keeping people safe. Get the flying fuck out of here. We have staffing problems. It's unprecedented. No, your stupidity is unprecedented. The fact that you're playing a role in a criminal conspiracy is unprecedented on a global basis. Again, we talk about things in this country through the prism of Americans and America, but this is playing out all over the world. They're cutting beds all over the place. They're suspending and firing healthcare workers who understand that they would be endangering their own life by taking this. They see what this stuff does. Folks, you think that these people are just quitting because they don't want to be vaccinated? No. We talk to people that say, I'm fucking out of here, man. These people are coming in. They've already been jabbed, right? They're spreading this shit. They've already been jabbed. Why would I go get jabbed? I work with these people all day. We care for these people all day. Now, the Faucis of the world, the Walensky's of the world, the Redfields, the Birxes, the Trumps, the Bidens, the Alex Azars of the world, and the whole lot of criminals. They can lie to you. And Francis Collins with his fucking guitar. Honky Tonk Man Collins. They can lie to you all day long. And the media is going to spread it. And they're going to soak it up. And they're going to perpetuate the bullshit, right? You can't lie to the people that are treating these folks in hospitals. They see it firsthand. Now, they might not be able to talk about it, because they have NDA agreements and HIPAA and things like that that they're bound by. They can't go out, stand on a milk crate, grab a microphone in front of the hospital, and start saying, John Smith, Jane Wilson, these people are in there. They had the jabs. They're in bad shape, right? These people are quitting because the whole thing's a fucking fraud. And for 18 months, they're understanding they've been a part of it. They've promoted it. And guess what? Nobody told them they were in on it. It's not just that they're not getting vaccinated and they're quitting. It's that they understand they've played a role in a massive fraud. And they have a conscience and they're leaving. It's the ones that are staying you better fucking worry about. It's the ones that are staying when you stroll into a hospital. Nurse fucking Ratchet and Dr. Kevorkian, happy to help. Like Dr. Wen. As in, when can I get the fuck out of here? You can't. Welcome to the Hotel California. Need a drink. The stars right next to you.
And I'm wondering who you are and how do you do? How do you do, baby? Clouds rolling across the moon. And the wind hollers out your name. And it feels like rain.
it feels like rain.
They wanted chaos. They got it. These are the people that care about you, right? Fuck out of here. We'll go down to North Carolina. The hospital system there has suspended hundreds of employees because of the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. I love these people on Twitter saying, well, that's good because people who haven't been vaccinated, they shouldn't be able to go to a hospital and get care because they're the ones that are clogging things up. You people are fucking stupid. How are they? Doesn't even make any sense. The numbers, we talk to folks. Of course, it's all fraud because public officials in the U.S. won't release the numbers. But if you're unvaccinated, what the fuck would you want to go to a hospital for? You have the workers with a moral compass. They're leaving. So who knows what you're left with? You're going to have volunteers. You're going to have elderly folks. I'm not knocking them, but what's your training? I worked for IBM for 30 years. Oh, grab a respirator. This guy's choking the fuck out. You know how to use paddles? He's coding. Paddles? Yeah, I did some coding when I was with IBM. That kind of coding? Clear! That's what you're going to have, right? Who fucking knows what you're going to have? The standard of care, folks, in the last 18 months has been piss poor to begin with. Now, there are exceptions, of course. There are good doctors out there. There are fantastic nurses, etc. And they're leaving. Folks, if you don't care for yourself, if you don't care for your own health, how can you be expected to be a care provider for somebody else? If you just lined up and went, I'm going to go get the jab, do my part. Your part? You're supposed to be a medical professional. Did you do any research? Did you read the white papers from Pfizer and Moderna? No. No, you didn't. Because if you did and you were a medical professional, you'd say, what the fuck is this? I'm not getting anywhere near this. Did you do that? No, you ran right out and got it. Can't make it up. Now we stretch down to North Carolina healthcare system. Said it suspended hundreds of its employees after the firm implemented a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Why would you do that?